Call the Gage County Board of Supervisors to order for Wednesday, July 28th, 2021 at 8:49 on the clock. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Jurgens, Haxby, Schuler, Teeman, Dorn, Byers, and Lytle. Up first is the consent agenda. Thank you, Patty. Approve the general agenda. Approve minutes of the meeting held July 14th, 2021. Approve all claims through July 28th, 2021 in the amount of $468,937.75. Accept claim number 2107-0241 to Beatrice Lawn Care, Inc. in the amount of $825. Claim number 2107-0313 to Hard Rock Quarries, LLC in the amount of $2,309.51. And claim number 2107-0318 to RL Team and Construction, Inc. in the amount of $639.87 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve bank balances, pledged securities, and six-month board settlement reports for Gage County funds ending June 30th, 2021. Approve utility permit number 1200 to Windstream Nebraska LLC. They will be boring 2-inch diameter 5-foot below bottom of greater ditch for 66 feet under East Hoyt Road to replace service drop to 4376 East Hoyt Road, located in the northeast quarter section 32 and southeast quarter section 29, Township 4 North, Range 7 East, Logan Township. Approved utility permit number 1201 to Windstream LLC. They'll be splicing into existing cable approximately 1,115 feet south of West Gage Road on Southwest 14th Road and boring in 2-inch diameter, 8-foot deep for 400 foot going south and splicing back into existing cable to relocate buried facilities for Gage County Culvert Project number C-341203, located in the northeast quarter section 4, Township 6 North, Range 6 East, Highland Township. Approved utility permit number 1202 to Windstream Nebraska LLC. They'll be splicing into existing cable approximately 1,700 feet south of the West Gage Road on Southwest 2nd Road and boring 2-inch diameter, 8-foot deep for 450 feet south under existing culvert and road and plowing in cable 5-foot deep for additional 450 feet south to existing telephone pedestal number 490BE. To relocate existing buried facilities for Gage County Culvert Project number C-341153, located in the northeast quarter section 3, Township 6 North, Range 6 East, Highland Township.
I would move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Any items to discuss? Seeing none, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Next regular agenda, approve or disapprove claim number 2107-0241 to Beatrice Lawn Care, Inc. in the amount of $825. Claim number 2107-0313 to Hard Rock Quarries, LLC in the amount of $2,309.51. And claim number 2107-0318 to RL Team and Construction, Inc. in the amount of $639.87. This would bring the total amount of claims approved through July 28, 2021 to $472,712.13. These all three are companies I own or am associated with.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Jurgens, second by Lytle. Any discussion on these? Please vote. 6 in favor with Teeman abstaining. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Anything for Board of Supervisors, public comment? Seeing none, we will move on to committee reports. Building and ground, winter lights.
Dave Jones.
Good morning, Mr. Jones.
Morning.
Morning.
I did not come over Monday morning for committee reports. I didn't really have anything new or exciting to discuss, but I will just give you an update on things that we are working on. Rosie and I are spending a lot of time just with inventory coming up due. We're going through a lot of the old areas where we've just accumulated a bunch of useless things, and so we're really cleaning house, making storage space. Been working on that. I did get a work order from the sheriff's office when the fire marshal came for their yearly jail inspection. He just noticed there's some voids in the boiler room area and some mechanical areas that just need some fireproof material in them to meet the requirements the fire marshal had. They're making good progress on the concrete. One change, I did have a 6-foot wide sidewalk along 6th Street. Trying to talk to the city, and since we're having a 4-foot setback, they recommended just having a 4-foot sidewalk, so we have a total of 8-foot. They don't want it to go any further than 8-foot. So instead of that being a 6-foot along there, it's going to be 4-foot, which matches Washington Street also. I did get one bid for sprinklers later on Monday afternoon, and I'm still waiting on another one, so I'll have those for our next meeting. One thing I would like to bring up also, in the bid for the concrete work, I did have it bid for grading up to final grade. I did not include any extra dirt, and now that he's doing that, he had made the comment where we have all along the front edge of the bus stop, there's that 12-inch foundation that sticks up high. This would be a good time to maybe just add some extra dirt and feather it out from the edge of that. So we'll probably have to get some extra dirt thrown in there. And last thing would be both the restrooms down at the highway department. We laid a new little piece of floor on both of those, and they have new toilets. And so that looks like $100 now. So
you got a new toilet for the highway department?
Highway department.
But they needed that real bad.
Yes, they did.
It does look really good, though.
Yes, it made a big improvement. I put the vinyl stripping on, but I still got to just put a termination strip on there, and I'll wash the walls down and stuff. Yeah.
Would you guess that was from the late 50s, early 60s?
I would say yes.
Just looking at it.
I had to replace some rotten boards, and I noticed that car siding or shiplap, whatever you call it, there's no 2x4, no structure in between those walls. They have a little 1x on the bottom that they nailed it to, and then there's like a 1x on the top, so pretty much a freestanding. So if there's ever a tornado, I don't think I would take shelter in the bathroom.
Well, you know, those people down the highway department aren't very competent in repairing things.
What happened? Why didn't he pick up that tower?
I don't know. I'm going to get a hold of Purple Wave again. I was told they were up here, and they called me. It was in the evening and said they were here, and they're going to pick it up. I said, fine, well, then. Later on, I can't remember who, but they said it wasn't picked up. So I called and left a message, and they haven't returned the message. So I'm going to leave another message, and I'm going to get a hold of Purple Wave and tell them that they have X amount of days to pick it up, or we'll probably just put it up for a bid again. I think it brought $600 or so, but and I know he's from Oklahoma, and so he's trying to pick it up on a route, but he just.
And he was up here, right?
Yeah. He called me at night, and they said that they were up there. They called at 9:30 at night, and they said, we're here, but we're not going to mess with it tonight. We're going to get it tomorrow morning, which would have been a Saturday. And Galen has it set outside of the gate, so that's nice that they don't need to. And he said he had a winch on his truck to pick it up.
They're from Oklahoma. You can't trust those people. Yeah,
Maybe talk to Purple Wave. We may as well resell it again.
Yeah.
I mean, give him.
Should I give him one more? I did leave a message. He didn't call back, but I guess I'd like to just give him a heads up saying, call back ASAP or we're going to just resell it.
Some of that stuff sells 2-3 times. It's crazy, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. Better, it might disappear. Eddie's been wanting a new tower at his place for a business man.
And I want to tell you, I get compliments all the time, Dave, on how good the courthouse looks inside and out. You guys are doing a wonderful job.
Thank you. Rosie's always busy, too.
Well, Dave takes a lot of pride in this building and the facilities. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, anything Dave. Else? Oh, I'm sorry. You did wave at me, Ms. Haxby.
I was just wondering if we wanted to try to look a little bit more into upgrading the sound system.
Okay.
And screens with streaming.
Okay.
So that, like with the protests, we could have had an Elmo and saw everything on screens in here.
Yesterday, I went and talked to Blackburn Technologies.
Okay.
Because my hard drive decided to take a permanent break. We went over some of that stuff again, and he said where it got tricky was the voting software. And he said it'd almost be good if we could work with the company that put the stuff in Lancaster. And I said, that's fine. Get us numbers. And he said the equipment was reasonably priced. So he is going to talk to who installed that and see if they can install it together or he can support the certain particular pieces of equipment that he's not familiar with.
So you're talking for like the people that set up the sound and streaming in Lancaster here? Because as I say, they don't have a voting software, so that'd be something that we'd have to figure out.
They don't have what?
Voting software.
Well, and Joe talked about that being the difficult part where he wasn't sure how it was going to work. And I said, worst case scenario, if we get a number that works for us for the update, we'll take the camera and we can program it to shine at our modern voting.
Well, I figured
hardware.
You could just have a little cheap permanent one because it doesn't have to move. It just has to look at it.
Yeah. I mean, so that'd be the worst case scenario, which I'd be fine with that. But I agree. I mean, as we went through protests, as we go through 1 and 6, as we have a presentation for pictometry, as the new wave of new disease sweeps across the country, striking fear into all souls, and we may have to be doing Zoom meetings. All these things could be a good reason for some of that. But he's supposed to be talking to them, seeing if the stuff he doesn't understand they'll be able to help with, or if they'll support that equipment and he can support the other equipment. I don't know when he'll have a price. He got really far behind with several big projects he had, and he apologized for not having numbers for us.
A couple of other county clerks, because I think they have voting software, see what that is. Might be compatible, might not be. But
and the voting software Emily's talking about, it just would put it up on the Zoom screen.
Well, it could be put up on that screen, and then that would be, you can use like a little camera if you wanted to put it on a bigger screen. That would come with, like, your names could be put on the fronts, and they could be digital instead of, so, like, when other boards sit in here, it would be digitally changed.
But he is supposed to be getting stuff together.
I was going to say, also,
Trevor, could you talk at the microphone, please, and give your name?
Trevor Lee with Engage. We were working with Blackburn, similar technology without the voting, but the live streaming, making the Carnegie Conference Room a bit more user-friendly for media. Diode Technologies is another company to reach out to, and they're actually donating some of the work. So
we may be able to piggyback, too. They said the courtrooms are doing an update or want to do an update at the same time.
Oh, the larger your project, the cheaper the materials become.
Dave, we have a new project for you. Will you, will you push on Joe and maybe reach out to Lauren or whoever you work with at Diode, see if...
And one thing I'd like to say is when it comes to the sound system side, that's something completely different, I think, than Joe or anybody else handles. And we really don't have any support on our courtrooms now. When something goes out, I called electronic contracting. They've replaced components. But if I have trouble with something, which right now we have an amplifier that's making some noise, and I sent it up to them, and I haven't heard back from them. I think electronic contracting, since they didn't install it, we really don't get very good support from them. So it'd be nice to check to see who is interested in doing our sound system, because I know both judges have said our sound systems in the courts are 10, 11 years old now, and I know when they do conference calls, we're still using analog phones as the traffic goes through that, and you know, we could do it through the IP phones now. And there again, I got a bid from Electronic Contracting. It was astronomical to just change that one part out. So I would like to see us go with somebody who would support us on everything.
They said this, we'd have to change our sound because it wouldn't tie in. But he checked prices on those microphones. You'd given him some information already from when you two went up.
Mixer board and all that stuff, yeah.
Yeah, he looked at all those, and he said, well, that makes it really simple. So it must simplify what we had. I guess this seems simple, microphone, speaker. I mean, it probably a volume knob somewhere. I don't know. I mean, I'm probably oversimplifying it, but he said that's easier.
There is a calibration between speakers. I don't know as much here, but in the courtrooms, you know, it's calibrated to where that sound is a little bit different. And that's the night we were using the telephone to get out into the hallway. I was in the little boardroom, and there's a half of a second delay, and so that's why that sound was echoing back in. Plus, our hallways are just super echoey.
We use that for stadium sound.
Yes, it was. So, and that would be nice. I mean, if we did have, for instances like that meeting, if we did have some good quality speakers that we could turn on out there just for that reason.
Well, I mean, I talked to Joe. I said, you know, we don't want to spend money on this. We've always been very thrifty, but as we do have the COVID and stuff coming again, plus, there's a lot of people at work that can't come to our meetings during the day. This gives them the opportunity, if they would want to watch it as it happens or afterwards.
We were thinking just streaming at the time, and then just you can still listen to sound because that's always been our way to.
But still being able to watch as it happens. I know people do that a lot, live streams on different things. And, I mean, if they can stream from their phone, jumping off an inner tube or something, we should be able to stream a meeting so people can see it. But there's a new project for you, Dave. Could you have answers for us by this afternoon? Or
you know, I'm a whiz kid when it comes to IT stuff.
So. Maybe see what you can do. See if you can have something for us in a couple of weeks. I don't know if that's realistic, but
sure.
It gives them a goal.
I can see. I will.
And Joe's already, he knows what we're looking at here. If he could piggyback with the courtrooms or something like that, that'd be great.
And that's where he, when they're setting up that WebEx in county court, he was having hard issues, I should say, you know, with something to do with the sound, and he reached out to another guy. That guy came down and looked, and then he told us later that he wouldn't have time to, because we asked if we could get support from him, and he declined that. He said he didn't have time. So.
It sounds like Blackburn's opening up on a couple projects. I don't know about Diode, but it's worth reaching out to him.
Sure, yeah. We'll
Thank do. You very much.
Thank you.
Equalization.
Everything's equal.
Finance and insurance.
Large ticket items. Washington County Sheriff's Office, inmate boarding, medical. $10,076.17. Beatrice Concrete, Sand and Gravel, Rock and Gravel, $23,499.42. Sat Brothers Fuel, Road Fund, $18,329.69. City Beatrice, quarterly, 9/11 service fees, $56,811.
And we'll have an update on insurance and probably a vote here coming up later on the agenda with our guests in the audience. Human resources, employee relations. Nothing really on that, just dealing with day-to-day business. Law enforcement, emergency management. Lisa's out at the fair. The sheriff is here.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Not a lot here, just a little bit of updates at the fair. Last night was an official kickoff. Had a pretty good crowd there for the Ag Barbecue. I was surprised how many seniors were waiting in line because it was hot out there. But it was a good crowd. It was good to see. So I think people are going to want to come out and kind of get out of being locked up at home and have some fun. So
didn't seem like there are as many people this year as there normally is.
Well, it wasn't last year, so I don't remember what the year before was.
Right. Yeah. Right. This a lot easier getting in and out last night compared to a year ago.
Were you there? Did you go?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. Every picnic table was full
the,
when we
the
got
radio,
there. The
radio, you might have got there at the right time. The radio this morning had said there's a lot of people.
The west parking lot was almost
there
full.
There are a lot of
left.
People, but boy, you could get in and out real fast compared to most years where you stand in line for half an hour before you can even get food.
Helps being a former senator, though. You probably get fast-tracked.
Yeah.
On the surplus, 2014 Charger we had with Purple Wave, it closed, I think, yesterday. It went for $5,200, which surprised me. That's a good price. Goes to show where the markets are right now for used vehicles. So that was good. Gary and I have been talking on the what we're going to do for vehicles here coming up. He'd like me to see researching three. I've been calling around Colorado, Montana, down to Florida, a couple resources I've had in the years past. They think they can find me two, possibly a third, but they're pretty thin picking right now. But
I talked to a dealer, and they thought they gave me some information. I'm going to print it off and give it to you, and they can price those out also. But they said they'd be able to get you new cars made in 10, worst case scenario, 20 weeks if we want to.
That's
which
not bad.
I thought that sounded a lot better than it could be.
Yeah, that's better than what we were told. These here, I think, will be done and ready to go. So there's no waiting, at least on one or two, maybe. We'll have to see. But that's kind of where that's at right now. So that's pursuing that direction. The thing, of course, transport, you can tell the things have changed a little bit because transport last time was $1,000 to bring them up from where they were at. Now it's $2,200. When they see it, probably a government entity, they put it on there, but I put pencil to it, and I just really can't do it much cheaper than that.
I'll drive it up for that.
It's getting down their back, it still costs. That's my problem. So,
if but. You do find some, give me a shout. I've got a couple brokers in Florida.
Okay.
We might be able to find something, I mean, just in case.
Yep.
But if I'll get you that information today, or I'll get it to Dawn and have her get it over to you. I'd be curious to see what those numbers are versus what we can order brand new ones for and get them spec'd the way you want them.
Is that local dealers, Ford dealers?
That dealer is out of Bellevue. The local dealer didn't get back to me, but they were going to look also.
Right.
I mean, it was just a spec sheet. They said they're fairly equipped already, the Interceptors. He gave me information on the SUVs instead of the cars. But I asked some questions, and I still had more questions. The all-wheel drive car, I wanted to know if there was any suspension difference between that and the SUV. I had been told before there wasn't, but I wanted actual answer.
Yeah, I would too, because I don't think clearance would be the same either.
That's what I would wonder. Is it actually the same or is it different? Because that's kind of an in-between for pickup and car.
I'll know probably more here in another week or so for sure what they got for numbers. So I think I told Gary the price, but we won't discuss that right now. So, all right, so I had. Thanks.
Thank you, Sheriff. Like I say, Lisa's at the fair. Road and bridge.
Okay. Dirt crew removed a culvert in Lincoln Township and replaced with culvert and replaced a couple other culverts. Currently, dirt crew is in Rockford Township working on round number four of a bridge match culvert. Mark Manelli talked to pavers, and they plan to start the third week of August on the overlays. Paint striping will start the first week of August. Rock On is on the 16th Township for rock and gravel, and Teeman is hauling rock from 2021 contract. That's it.
All right. Up next, Trevor Lee, our Engage Executive Director, has a quarterly report for us.
Good morning.
Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning. How's everybody?
Good.
Will you identify yourself, please?
Trevor Lee with Engage. So this is the last report of the fiscal year, at least the budget year. That's why it's so long. If you haven't caught on, I try to leave as much information from the prior reports in there so you can kind of see some of that progress and then highlight any information that's new that might be of interest to you. Really hitting on those bullet points just on the cover letter. First thing is the master planning for the Hickory Industrial Site. It's underway. They're just doing perimeter work and survey work because there's corn in there right now, and it's doing very well. So once that's out, they should be able to get in there and do some more utility location. Meanwhile, they are still working on the desk work, if you will, the planning and the conceptual designs that may adjust based on utilities. I believe with our grant from MPPD, which was $15,000, that we need a deliverable by the first week of November, and we're on track for that. So last time or two times we were going through the Southeast Nebraska wage survey where we had 16 responses, eight Beatrice manufacturers, and then eight more that were within an hour. Since the last report, Heidi put together more of a public report that really averaged out all of those responses as far as starting wages and experience wages, insurance benefits, high level, just basically premium, and then what percentage of the deductible or the premium that the employer participates in. And then we compared that to cost of living. So that has been made available to the public. We've had a lot of calls, not just from Gage County manufacturers, but other Southeast Nebraska manufacturers that did not participate that are eager to do it next year because they've found the information valuable. So we'll continue with that in the years ahead. It's not a major time consumer, but it seems to be of value to our employers, and it was really spurred by them. I've also been talking about the Opportunity Here marketing campaign. We have a website redesign about 2 months out. We saw the first draft today. So the Opportunity Here campaign is going to align with that. And just as a refresher, that's a series of videos produced by Digital Sky out of Lincoln with member investor manufacturers. And I think we'll be branching out into other sectors of our local industry, paired with articles and custom content that's been created for us. We'll roll that out in our traditional platforms, our website, social media, but also try to get it into the schools. So I think between the social media on our side and the schools, I think we could reach a lot of people. And as a reminder, that the goal of that is to show our young people, really all of our residents, but especially our young people and their parents, that there are opportunities for careers in their hometowns in Gage County. We've got four videos completed already, two of the articles are done. Our hope is to do it every month for at least the next year. So that's an exciting project for us. Getting tired of talking about it. We really wanted to go live, but it needs to be just right. So hopefully in the next month, we'll have at least the first video and article
good.
Out.
That's good.
Yeah. Travel has somewhat resumed. We've had some headquarter visits and up north. Be heading to Des Moines and St. Paul in the next month, St. Paul, Minnesota. So that's nice to see. Except for the mask on the airplane is not enjoyable, but whatever it takes. Last but not least, the Communities for Kids campaign I talked about, that is through the Nebraska Children and Families Foundation, an affiliated fund of Nebraska Community Foundation. We still don't have word on that grant, but they've been indicating to us that they're just waiting for their budget year because our grant would be privately funded and not publicly funded, so it's a different fiscal year for whichever foundation would be supporting that, but that's a $30,000 grant over 3 years for us to bring in some consultants and really help us take stock of how we're doing in terms of child care, early childhood development, both public and private. Most recently, they asked us to identify a geographic area. They thought countywide was a bit much starting out, so we really talked to different superintendents and service providers, Blue Valley Community Action Partnership, and really determined that Beatrice, Blue Springs, Wymore would be a good geographic target to start out with as far as variations in demographics and needs. We thought that those three, this region, kind of aligned. One thing not on in the report, last week we had our board retreat. We haven't had one for 3 years. So we had that up at the beautifully renovated Pickerel Community Building. And we had a consultant come in and help us with that. We don't have a deliverable yet, but it was really... We had almost 100%
turnout with board members, and I think you're going to see our focus areas stay the same, but maybe prioritize them a bit differently. You'll see business retention expansion, number one, but you're going to see the workforce and skill development, I think, bump above the recruitment piece, which is very timely given the, not so much the unemployment rate that we're dealing with, but the worker participation rate at the state. So,
Do you have those numbers off the top of your head?
I don't. Worker participation rate, I can't get that for Gage County. At the state level, I believe it's in the low 60s% unemployment. We're between that.
What are we doing? I don't see you including Odell or Claytonia in here. Just Beatrice, Blue Springs, Wymore.
For the child care, for the communities for kids, we had to start somewhere, and they felt that we wanted to do more than just Beatrice, but they felt that with as many communities and as diverse of a population as we have in Gage County, that we needed to narrow it down a bit. So those Beatrice, Blue Springs, Wymore is where we're starting, but the idea is this is something that can grow.
Okay, I just don't want to exclude them. I think they're right. Very important. And
I agree.
We've got a lot of kids down there, and we want to work together.
I agree. Yep.
Any questions for Trevor?
About the kayak on a river.
Mm-hmm.
Have they been started on that, or
I don't know where the city's at on that. Eric, I have an idea.
That was approved now. That'll be starting in. It was a little bit scaled down version of what was originally bid. Lottman Excavating got that bid. That will be starting in August or September. I believe it came down from 130, 150. I think they're down closer to the $100,000 range now. Gage County Tourism contributed $30,000 to that, if I remember correctly. And then there's a lot of other donation or inputs to that. But they just scaled it down a little bit. It was a little more money than they originally thought. I think there's some opportunity for tourism there, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to kayak, Eddie?
No.
Sort of an outfitting business.
I will say, so how long's Heidi been at Engage now?
May 5th, so going on 3 months.
You know, sometimes it takes a little time to see how someone's going to do. I have been pleasantly surprised with Heidi. Heidi is doing a great job. She dives right into work.
Mm-hmm.
When we're in meetings, when you ask her specifics on things, she has the answer. I mean, she's not just there. She's doing the research and doing the work. I think it appears she's doing a great job.
She's super sharp and has been a great addition. She would be here. She's on drill this week. So it's always very noticeable when she's gone in our office because things seem to be harder.
Any questions for Trevor?
I think
Trevor?
The river's dropping, too.
Might have to make that boat ramp lower.
I'll see what I can do.
Too much irrigation.
All right. Thank you, Trevor.
Thank you.
Do we want to have a motion to place the quarterly report on file?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Dorn to place Engage quarterly report on file. Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Up next is approve or disapprove county insurance plan for 2021. We have Brad and Lowell here. If you guys want to come up and give your name and kind of give a presentation. Senator Byers and I met with Amber and Brad the other day, went over some things, and he'll kind of we went over these Monday, but he'll give us an overview again.
And Don.
And Don. I'm sorry. Sorry, Don.
We need Amber here. She knows what's going on.
I knew that was coming. Now that we got that out of the way.
Pretty predictable, isn't he, Brad?
Yes, yes, yeah. It always starts with that. Well, thank you. Yes, we met with the group last week to kind of do a brief overview of the plan and the renewal proposal, as usual. We've done this one-page recap sheet that we won't go into full detail on, but for your information. But again, we want to thank you for many years of working with us. And for those of you that we've not met before, if you have any questions, just feel free to interrupt me, and we'll be glad to answer those. as we do every year, regardless of whether the renewal is favorable or not, we bid this out completely to the industry on the self-insured and the fully insured market together. We are really glad that after meeting with the committee, our recommendation would be to renew with our current reinsurance carrier, which we've actually, this is very unique, which the county's been with for 9 years. And they know about your group, they know how it works, and so forth. I think there's a couple changes that we want to implement within the renewal, and talked extensively about that. And I'll just briefly cover those just so you know. There is a opportunity for a program called Payer Matrix, and this is for specialty drugs. It's a volunteer program. It's a cost-sharing program that with the savings, but with just the handful of participants that you have that are on some of these drugs, if we proceed with that, you have a potential annual savings of $80,000. It's really unique. It's, you know, if we went back a few years ago, it's like the green stamps and the coupon clipping. It's finding all the avenues to pay for those outside the system of just going through and buying the drugs. So that'll be a great opportunity. And the second one is Teladoc, and Teladoc will cost the county $1.75 a month per employee. And I'll just give you a brief explanation how it works. Now, we know not everyone is totally techie, but we'll give you an example. We had an associate that was hunting, big hunter, and he got something on his arm, and he had Teladoc. You call in, talk to the doctor. He was in Texas. Took a picture of his arm. He was in poison ivy and poison oak both. They analyzed the picture, sent him a text back, and said your prescription's available 9.2 miles from where you're at a CVS, and no cost. So I will say that one thing Gage County's done, and I got to give Don a lot of credit for this, by the way, because with working closely with Amber, as Denny said, some of you guys haven't met Amber. She's an associate of ours from Omaha. And Amber and I work with Northwestern Mutual representatives throughout the state, like Lowell, who is from Beatrice, of course, Eisenhower. And but anyway, by working closely and implementing these things along with our teach and trains, we've really, really done some cost-saving things that you guys have implemented, and people have really adopted them and used them, because utilization in health insurance is prevention. It's like a car. I'm a car guy. I always refer it to, you know, there's people that fix cars and people that maintain cars. Now, sometimes they need to be fixed whether you maintain them or not, but more often than not, if not maintained, they need to be fixed more often. And that's just exactly how health insurance works. So that renewal is about 5% on the fixed reinsurance costs. If you look down on your sheet just a second, we put the history of the annual health plan costs. You guys have really been very successful in the self-insured market. We just put the rate down there just for comparison, because it always comes up. You guys have an opportunity through NACO to have a fully insured plan, and those rates are there and down at the bottom, and that's at their standard rates. And, you know, your cost savings this year probably going to be, compared to that, in the $600,000 to $800,000 arena. And because we don't know exactly, but you can see your claims from current year to date through 21's 967,000, and you know, those have a run out, of course, and so anticipating where that might be. The other nice thing about self-insuring, again, just kind of mentioning this for those of you that might not be familiar with it, is you can tweak little things. We had a procedure that we tweaked in our meeting that had to do with eye care, that to be able to include that as a covered cost, where you can't do that on a fully insured plan. You know, it's just exactly boilerplated on how the company puts it together. So those changes and the savings are quite significant. Again, this year, we want to host a lunch and learn primarily because of Teladoc, and we will work individually with the individuals that Payer Matrix might benefit. It's a volunteer program. They don't have to do it, but they'll get the same thing and so forth. So we're set to do that. And there we talk about in the narrative talks about, you know, being able to get a CAT scan or an MRI for nothing. You know, I mean, there are just avenues to really be cost savings. And truthfully, through your education and your encouragement of education of your employees, they've utilized that because we can track that. And Dawn and her staff do a great job watching that also. So anyway, we have that scheduled, I believe. We're going to think about the 17th, right, Dawn?
19th
of August to do the lunch and learn. Amber and I were in Fairbury yesterday. We stopped at 420 and spoke to them. Or excuse me, 402. Gave them a little more credit. 402.
As long as Amber's in charge, that's enough.
I got that, Denny. Thank you once again. Be sure and get that down. A few years ago, one of my friends from Lincoln called me and said, "Man, you are really something." And I said, "What?" He said, "Well, I read in the Beatrice paper that you saved them like $1 million. I said, "Well, I'm glad they put my name in there." No, just all joke aside. So anyway, we plan to do that on the 19th. We'll schedule them maybe the hour and a half's too long, maybe an hour apart, like 11 and 12. And plan to have we're visiting with them now, but they said they might be able to do a kind of a buffet thing with two different choices. And in the past, we've done that, and it's worked well out there. And we did discuss other venues too, but that seems to be about the only suitable place we can put that together. And glad to do that. So, any questions? I've done a lot of talking, and Don, anything that.
No, I think Eric and I felt we had good explanation of what is available to us, and we feel very strongly we just renew what we have. And we've had one person, Amber, who's taken really good care of us.
Well, and I mean, in all seriousness, looking at the bids as they came in, there were a couple comparables, and then the prices just went.
Yeah,
exponentially up. I mean, we're
on the reinsurer.
On the reinsurance. And just so you guys know, I know this isn't something we talk about every day, but we're self-insured. So as a claim comes in, the county pays it out up to a certain amount. After that amount, then the reinsurance kicks in. So we're our risk is limited. It can only go so high. But if you look on this sheet.
Your cost savings.
The cost savings between an actual insurance plan through NACO, which would be the normal insurance plan. We kick money out. They take care of everything. And when I say they take care of everything, it's like your regular insurance. They
fully insured.
Have their rules on the fully insured plan. We're saving a significant amount of money.
$700,000 or $800,000 a year.
I would say that's on the pessimistic side. If you go... Yeah, it's $1 million difference if you look at the numbers right where they are. Now this coming year, you always plan for the worst, so it's going to be less than $1 million, but we never know until the end of the year. That would be the only thing I'd ask you to really emphasize at the meeting again is not the payer matrix so much. If you could get together with those individuals.
That's not going to affect everybody, right?
Blue Book, that one's huge so that we're going the right places. KISS imaging so that everybody knows about that. That's a huge savings. And then this Teladoc, I think this could help our numbers here as much as anything.
Well, if you think about it, you know, if it saves an emergency, where it's really beneficial is, and not that you have this many of these, but a young family. I mean, we've all had young families. I think I help support amoxicillin, whatever company makes that, with ear infections, you know, with my kids. But these are the kinds of things that you can do on Teladoc and say, you know, my son's had a lot of trouble with this. Well, what's the symptoms? And, you know, and it's 24/7 available and so forth. Saves those ever so increasing expensive costs of other, you know, care that's available off hours in particular.
Plus, employees don't have to take off time to talk to a doctor. That's
right,
another savings
right.
for them, taking sick time.
Yeah.
Another thing would be, with us being self-insured, if they do go to the doctor instead of, which you're going to have to go to the doctor still, if you can avoid that doctor's visit, that's money that doesn't come right out of the insurance plan. So if we go to the doctor, that goes right out of the insurance plan. We write a check to the hospital. That Teladoc's already there. So a lot of things can be avoided. You know, you don't need to go in for everything. We just need to inform the employees.
Well,
and let
over
them know.
The years, and again, I'm sorry to keep looking this way, but the newer members per se, over the years, you know, we've implemented, you know, transplant things and things that could be extremely costly to you, but kind of double insured that, bought a plan that will cover that cost and so forth. I mean, I can't tell you exactly, but I understand that the Med Center of liver transplants between $400,000 and $500,000, and those happen. That's why you have insurance, and that you've been very fortunate. Like Eric said, you know, if you unfortunately we came here a year from now and said you got two ongoing cancers and you had three bypass surgeries in the last year, it doesn't quite look as good. But you know, that's more than likely not going to happen. But that's why you have insurance.
Any questions for Brad?
Thank you, Brad.
Jeez, would you write that down?
It's recorded.
It's recorded. Thank you. Good, good.
It's recorded.
Don pointed out, though, along with those costs staying down, it all comes down to educating the employees and working with them through our HR so that we are doing the right thing, because the more money
you
save here, it's...
I got to give Gary, I always talk about Gary, because the first time we had a employee meeting, nobody said anything. And Gary sprung to his feet immediately. Do you remember this?
Mm-hmm.
You said, you guys call us on Saturday mornings wanting to know why this stuff isn't getting paid. Now's the time to speak up because we don't know, you know. And that's right. You know, we want to be there to help them, you know, educate them and stuff. And to be quite honest with you, that's why we're different.
Don, do you have anything?
It's been about 8 years, Brad.
It's a long time.
That?
About 9 years ago.
9, 10 years,
yeah.
Something like that. Yeah, and that first meeting, I think Terry was there too, that first year, it was almost combative. You know, the questions were pretty, it was a different setting than...
It was combative. Well, you know, I mean, and I don't blame people. You know, a guy gets up and goes, $1,000 for braces, that's nothing. It isn't even worth filing the claim. Well, just a minute. You know, $1,000 is $1,000, you know. Insurance isn't designed to pay every bit of your bill, but with education and opportunity and telling people where to go in the right way, you know, where to go and where to seek out some of these things.
Don deals with this on the county side all the time.
I just wanted to let everybody know that we will start open enrollment for anybody. We'll just begin August 2nd, and we'll run the open enrollment till the 23rd, since we're a little bit ahead of the game. And then, as you said, the employee meeting will be held on the 19th. And we'll be passing out the information in the paycheck, so the employees make sure they look at, open their envelope and fill out their insurance selection forms. And
we're always careful because, you know, you guys, like everybody, you have a couple employees that they allege they're slow learners. They want to stay and have two lunches and be there for a couple hours. No, I'm just kidding.
No, and I mean, this is always part of the argument, you know. The county may not be at the peak on wages, but we do have very good benefits, and this is one of the ways to take care of county employees. It's a really good program.
And they appreciate it very much.
If there are...
Because Amber's always explained it real well to us.
I'll just point out, Brad, and Lowell do answer the phone, too, when we call. But yeah,
that's right. And actually, that was one of the things in that meeting, too. I could mention that first meeting. There was a gentleman that said, who doesn't pay anything, never pays anything. And he ended up going down and visiting with Lowell with a pile of bills. Well, you know, insurance is confusing. I mean, you go get a service, the provider sends you a bill. Then it runs through the process. Then you get another bill. Then you get another provider bill on what the insurance reimbursement didn't pay. I mean, it's not unusual to get four documents for every procedure. And, you know, if you end up in the hospital, you know, we all know you get about four bills at least from four doctors you don't even remember seeing and don't even know their names, you know. And so it is confusing. But once we got through that, we got it all. We got some claims paid because you have to, there's self-involvement today. It's not, we went from years ago getting $900 when my kids were born from an insurance company. If the bill was $3,000, you paid the rest of it. We went to a thing called cards. Throw down the card to get your prescription. Throw down the card to go to the doctor. You know, it was so easy. And that just got, I would never use the word abuse, but got overutilized in many ways.
Do we have a motion on this yet?
Yeah.
Do not.
No.
I would move to approve the county health insurance plan for 2021-2022.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Lytle. Any additional discussion on the county health insurance plan? Please vote. 7 in favor. Thank both of you for coming down.
Okay,
and we'll see you
thanks.
The 19th.
Thanks, Amber, really for that. Taking care of us.
We'll do that, Denny.
All right, Brad. Yeah,
I'll call her right away here. She's in a meeting
Brad,
until 11.
Brad, you do a good job.
Also required.
You'll stick around for 3.
You never know what's coming next.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you
thanks,
both.
Thanks, Brad. Thanks, Lowell.
Up next, approve or disapprove terminating the 457B deferred comp plan with Northwestern Mutual and move those assets to a new provider. This is the old retirement plan from years ago. We're down to six people that are currently on it. There's been Werther Neepers for retirement for the county employees. No additional money can be put in. That's all by state statute. What can be put in, how that all works. This old plan was not like this. This would allow them, by getting rid of this, we have employees that would like to put more of their paycheck into a retirement plan, which is theirs. It's not dictated by law. Just be like a private employer. If you want to put more money into your retirement, you just put more money in. We would get rid of this 457B and have a new account, a new retirement plan that would allow people that want to save more money to save more money. Is that a good overview, Don?
Pretty much. This plan that we're currently with Northwestern Mutual is a very old plan, and actually the representative himself, this was his recommendation because he cannot do anything more. It was started so many years ago. So that was his recommendation to terminate this. And Neppers goes through Emeritus and offers a newer 457B deferred comp plan, which allows individuals to, like he said, select the dollar amount that they want to have withdrawn and invested in the plans that they want invested into, or the stocks, bonds, whatever it is. But we have to terminate the old one first before we can join the new one, and that will be through Neppers and on their website, and you can get the information. Everybody should have a little flyer too that kind of talks about the new plan. Once we get accepted by the new one, we will send out additional information letting you know that you can now join, and if you decide to join, what dollar amount, and there'll be some forms that we'll have filled out. We have had some other employees express interest on wanting to do this. Northwestern Mutual representative recommended going this direction. So that's where we're at today.
So this will be available to everybody?
Every employee in the county.
And the ones that, the five or six that were left, it'll be transferred over and... continue on?
Right. They have been talked. Chris Shadell did talk to each one of them, explained the process and what would need to happen. And so everyone is aware of it.
And all right with it.
As far as I know. We have one individual who is in this room, but I won't name, that has a little bit of an issue, but he was going to have the issue when he retired anyhow. So
he's got a gun, too.
Yeah, he does have a gun, too. So, but anyhow, he's smiling, so we are good to go.
He's got non-lethal also, so.
Yeah. So.
One bullet.
Yeah. Yes.
So is minimal pain for those that are transferring over to it?
Mm-hmm. Yep. There should be no pain.
Other than the one. We want him to go to full pain.
Yeah.
That one deals with or causes pain regularly.
Yeah.
Okay. Get her a gun.
Well, I move to approve terminating the 7457B deferred comp plan with Northwestern Mutual and move assets to new provider.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Byers. Can we move assets to new provider before we approve new provider?
You have to terminate the old plan first because you cannot have a deferred comp plan at the time you get on with the state. So it has to be terminated first.
So if we terminate this, can we have the words and move those assets to a new provider?
Yes.
All right. Any discussion? Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Okay, now this one, approve or disapprove resolution allowing voluntary participation of county employees in contributing additional personal retirement funding through the State of Nebraska Deferred Compensation Plan, and upon adopting the resolution, authorizing the county clerk to send a request letter to the Nebraska Public Employees Retirement System along with a copy of the adopted resolution. This will be no additional public money. This would be employees using their own funds and just contributing more to their retirement.
21-13.
Resolution 21-13.
To approve.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, seconded by Dorn. Any additional discussion? Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Gives the employees an additional tool to save for their retirement. So I think that's just a good, responsible choice. We're at that time of year. This will start showing up on the agenda every time. Discussion on county budget for fiscal year 21-22. We had a little bit of discussion with that with Patty on pictometry. Like I say, we'll roughly budget for pictometry prior to the presentation. If we want to go forward with that, we can. If we don't want to go forward with that, Patty has the ability to budget for that regardless, but she's asking for the blessing of the board, basically, which is nice of her. I mean, she's having us participate there. This is a tool she really wants. We're starting to receive budget numbers. Galen got his initial numbers in a few weeks ago. But this will start tightening up as time goes on. So if you guys have anything or want to talk about anything with the budget, give Donna or myself a call, or we'll bring it up here and talk it over.
I did have two people that I have not received their budgets, so I used figures from last year.
I will tell you what our levy request will be. It's going to be 50. We know this because that's what we're locked into until we're done with the judgment. So normally we're looking at where will we end up. We know that number already. Now it's just a matter of where are our operating numbers. But if you guys have any questions, give us a holler, or if you have anything you want to bring up. Gary?
What are we looking at for road and bridge next year for projects and overlays? Do we have any idea at this point? Huh?
I was looking at Galen, telling him I need to get a list of his capital improvements because I'll need that for the...
I think Galen handed everybody out a sheet of his budget probably 2 to 4 weeks ago.
I've got that somewhere.
So you're saying I should have looked at that when he handed it. Is that what you're trying to tell me, Terry?
Oh. Maybe you misplaced it. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
Jalen, what was the increase on your budget? Basically, what was that last year's spending and this year's spending? What did you have down there? He's got that sheet right there.
If we say it out loud, Scott.
Maybe more importantly than what's projected is, what are your capital improvement plans? Do you have those totaled?
I do, but I don't have with me.
Oh. Do you have a equipment list that you're looking to replace?
That I'm proposing or asking for? Mm-hmm. The heavy equipment.
Oh, Galen, could you talk into the mic? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I was just thinking before we get to the nitty-gritty for the actual numbers, probably ought to wait on some of those, but some of the requests we could talk about.
Eric, I think Emily has those capital improvements here in her sheet.
Isn't it called capital outlay total? See.
No, not here.
Oh. So on here for some of the equipment, Galen has replacing two trucks and snow plows at $398,000, a pup trailer at $61,000, tilt bed trailer $11,000, skid loader lease $4,500. That's that government lease.
Yeah.
A couple of air tamps. Right now for projects, 33.9 miles. Must be of armor coating.
Yes.
We do have the Claytonia Bridge listed in here at an approximate cost of $800,000. And those will be out of that would kind of come out of a few accounts, bridge dollars, the bridge buyback.
STP, that bridge buyback money.
Mm-hmm.
We have a 900 and some thousand now with that.
How much of that will we be able to apply to that project?
That is all for the bridge project.
If you good. Wanted to,
that
we
all could.
Used out of the other one, the highway or the street, and I think we have like 300,000. I just calculated that because I got the report we had to send in. 300. I think we have about 300,000 in that one now, because we used 600 and something.
Yeah.
What did we use that 600 for?
Mill and overlay.
Go for overlays and stuff.
That was the first mill and overlay.
I have to put that down, so I need to talk to you later on that one, too.
Yeah.
There's also...
Say it out loud so everybody hears it.
There's also the dollars for the different programs he has listed as per Don. So stuff we have left from rounds 3, 4, and 5 bridge match, there are $441,000 that are still hanging out there. Those are projects that... are awarded. Let me take that back. Those are projects that were selected that have not been paid out yet. So like the box over at Hidden Acres, things like that, projects that were awarded that haven't been paid out, the matching dollars.
Can that Claytonia Bridge be put in the bridge match program again?
I plan on, I've talked with Mark about resubmitting that again when we come to be round 6. For that to be resubmitted again, yes.
And on the bridge match, they changed the rules on that. It's up to $155,000 now.
$200,000.
Up to $200,000. 55% or $200,000?
That's the cap that they'll pay 55% on, up to $200,000 per project.
Do you guys understand that, you and Don, I guess? So that's a heck of a nice program.
And Eric, Gage County, this is for the whole state of Nebraska, and I remember when that started, I think there were $4 million allocated for it, Galen. It wasn't a lot of money at the time, and Gage County has been lucky enough down through the years ever since this program to have project after project after project being selected.
Well, and let's not, sometimes we give Galen a hard time, let's not... let's not say that it's lucky. I mean, yes, lucky, but we've had a lot of the stuff in place, and
yes.
And Galen's had projects ready to go, and
yes.
Things have been sitting there ready, so that we've been prepared when we've done this application. That's helped quite a bit.
Yeah. I agree, 100%.
I was just going to try to go through some numbers here. The gravel last year, $383,000 was budgeted. This year, $424,000.
That's for county.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Some other projects. $200,000 for a box culvert and hooker.
Sooner or later.
Just not included bridge match. Let's see. For township gravel, that's where we were going. $1 million is what we budgeted last year. I don't know where we're at on that right now, but next year, $1,060,000, just a 6% increase is what was figured. We don't know where the actual material increase will be, but we know it's going up. They're running out all the time. But I mean, we can go through each of these, the road and bridge, or each of the offices. The offices will be fairly flat as a rule. We'll be talking about potentials for differentiation in pay. We did get a wage study back that Dawn's working her way through, so that'll be something we talk about some too as we move forward. Cost of living allowance right now, I was going to say, I knew it was around 7%, so
6.8.
So cost of living allowance, the change from last year to this year, is almost 7% currently. 6.8% right now. We've been hovering around that 2 to 3 for several years, and as between shutdowns of the economy and people not working and this and that, cost of living is going up. We're going to see inflation because of decisions that are being made around us. We have no control over that, but we do have to deal with it. Any budget questions for this week before we adjourn?
The sheriff reduced his, right?
The sheriff worked within his budget last year, did a great job, worked back and forth with us. I really appreciate that. He is in the situation where we are going to have to replace some units. Monday we talked about, instead of taking a $2,000 to $6,000 car and putting $9,000 into it and having a $2,000 to $6,000 car, getting rid of that car, which runs great, and auctioning it, and putting that on the replacement also, and instead of, you know, retooling a car that we're not going to have any additional value out of, really. So we will be looking at that. I got those sheets with prices to him. He's found some cars. We'll see where the dollars come back, and we'll probably bring anything we find back to you guys next Monday.
I think things are looking pretty good. I think all of our elected officials have been working very hard in their departments to make sure we balance as much as we can.
Absolutely.
Including the sheriff.
Absolutely.
Eric, Denny kind of stole my thunder a little bit, but I'd say since Terry and I have been on, you know, in 10 years, the county usually does a really good job of being pretty frugal, watching the budget pretty closely. I'd say this last couple of years, from what I've seen, everybody's tightened the belt a little bit more and has really done what they can to be able to continue to get services, give the services, but really holding back and trying to get some things out taken care of. So
I would 100% agree, and I really appreciate that, Terry.
Don, I know Matt had you print out last 10 years or whatever it was always of what county spending was and the percentage of increase or decrease, because there were some years that way. At the next meeting, print that off. So, I mean, that does show it. I mean, it was I don't know. There wasn't a lot of increase. That's all I can say.
And I know I'm notorious for coming to you guys and trying to peel out of every budget. I like doing that. I like trying to run as lean as we can. we will need to think about cost of living, where things are going right now. I know that's not characteristic of me to come to you guys and say we need to look at maybe making a different adjustment, but I just want you guys to be thinking about that, and we need to do our homework, because the last couple years we catch flack. County or, you know, government employees, they get a percentage increase, whether you work harder or not. Well, we hear that all the time, and it's true. Private world, that doesn't necessarily happen. But I just want you guys to remember, we have been giving that percentage increase. It's lower than the inflation rate. It's lower than the cost of living rate has been the last several years also. So that buying power, that same dollar, has actually been decreasing by, you know, a quarter of a percent each year. That's close. So it's basically paying a flat wage. This year, with things changing a little bit, and we don't need to get scared, but we just need to be cognizant of what's going on. I just want you to think about that as we move forward.
It's a really good point, Eric. Inflation has not been our friend, and it's probably going to continue to be for at least the next 12 months. And I think you're going to see, I mean, it's as far as the job market goes, you've got a certain percentage of you know, getting on to retirement employees that have said, I'm out. And you've got other people that are on unemployment. So, you know, the employment, the numbers for employment are going to go up as far as the dollars are going to have to pay for employment, and it's going to add to that.
Well, and as I say that, I'm looking at the sheriff as I go over there and tell him, don't buy so many ink cartridges for printers, and we don't need to buy, I don't know how many times I go over and talk to the different offices and say, we don't need this, and I feel like the bad guy, but that's, you know, we're watching every expense on things.
The budgets around, all the news around has said we're going to have some inflation, and we're just going to have to deal with that, and we can. We've done it very well, and the main thing is taking care of the people of Gage County and making sure our employees are well taken care of.
And that we're providing the services that we need to provide. Anything else for the good of the order? See smoke starting to turn over on that left side. I'd ask for a motion to adjourn at 10:01.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Byers. Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries.
What, Don, what number?